Trollers have been targeting coho and chum salmon since the end of a 5-day opening for kings at the beginning of July. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game typically has a short closure in early August to allow coho to return to the inside waters of Southeast. The decision hasn't been made yet, but Grant Hagerman, the department's troll management biologist for the region, calls a longer region-wide coho closure likely this summer.
In previous years, we've had, 4 or 5 days closures. That's been kind of the norm for the last 10 years or so. So we could be looking at something a little more lengthy than that, maybe not having to close for the mandatory or the longest duration 10-day period, but we could be looking at something a little bit longer than what we've done in previous years as if the numbers on the outside are lower, there may not be as much passing to the inside, and that's really kind of what that August closure is about.
Coho catches are average to below average in most of the region this summer. In addition, the department announced a 10-day closure starting July 28th for the waters south of Ketchikan and southern Prince of Wales Island along the border with British Columbia. Low harvest numbers prompted the closure on both sides of the border under terms of the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the U.S. and Canada. After the region-wide coho shutdown, trollers will have a second opening for kings. There are still around 25,000 Chinook remaining to the fleet to target this summer. The July opening was right on target with a total catch of around 58,000 fish, and around 1,000 of those were Alaska hatchery kings. The prospects for the second king opening are good. Last year, trollers took 2 weeks to reach their target for the first opening. This year, the fleet hit that target in 5 days. Hagerman says the fleet had the best success offshore of Sitka and Craig.
The fleet just was able to find fish earlier on in the fishery. I think a lot of them had started offshore in federal waters, outside our state waters of 3 miles, and the fish were there. Fish were deep. Very similar distribution to last year, but it just took the fleet longer last year, I think, to find those fish out in the deep. So that may be a big difference.
The high catch rate for king salmon doesn't correlate to effort, however. The number of trollers on the water last year was low, and Hagerman says this year was even lower.
So this, right around 600 permits is quite a bit different than some of these previous years, where, like I said, sometimes we've had 850 to 900 boats. So that's a pretty significant drop in the number of permits. And so with that, still having catch rates of 11,000 a day, that holds up to some of the better catch rates for a July opening. So that just goes to show how good those catch rates were to have fewer boats still catching that much fish per day.
Throughout the summer, trollers can also stay out fishing for chum salmon in some hatchery areas. The price for troll caught king salmon was down substantially this summer. It was close to $8.50 a pound last year and now around $5 a pound during this summer's opening. The chum price has also nosedived from 90 cents a pound last year down to 55 cents a pound this year. The only price that's nearly holding steady is for coho, around $1.50 a pound. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.